The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The Department of Justice has claimed that there is currently high visibility policing in Dublin city centre, despite some Dublin city councillors expressing concerns about public safety and a lack of Gardaí in the capital earlier this week. Newstalk's chief reporter Barry White has spent the day on O'Connell Street to find out if people there think there are enough Gardaí on city centre streets.
I want to maybe perhaps mention Operation Citizen. This is a specific operation that was brought about in recent months following COVID-19. I think the challenges that we all faced where our streets were empty, where many of our businesses, many of our communities felt that there was an uneasiness, there were people on our streets that perhaps shouldn't have been, there were issues that were happening. And so what this has meant is that we have had a greater visibility of policing, we have greater numbers of Gardaí on the ground, we have greater policing hours each week at specific times in specific areas, making sure that we are dealing with specific issues, looking at antisocial behaviour, assaults, high volume crimes, public order. These are the types of incidents that really impact on people's lives and that we have been asked to, and on Garda Síochána have been asked to respond to, and they have responded to them well.
That's Justice Minister Helen McEntee speaking at the opening of Fitzgibbon Street Garda Station here in Dublin earlier this week. But is Operation Citizen working to make our streets safer? And are we seeing more Gardaí on the streets, especially here in the capital?
I come into town twice a week, as I say, and I have never seen a guard on this street, ever. I come from across the road here, down that way, on in the square. I've never seen a guard in town.
I live quite close by. I'd be on O'Connell Street maybe twice a week or so, but I can't say I'd ever see guards.
I wouldn't see them very often. I was up on Parnell Square and I saw they were making a film or something and there were guards there. I don't know why that was, but I wouldn't see them on O'Connell Street.
You'd see them maybe in the day, one or two at the GPR, but you wouldn't see them anywhere else. Never, even in the night, you'd never see a police officer around O'Connell Street. It's one of the darkest areas in the night.
I live in Eastwall, so often have the misfortune of using the Lewis Red Line to get off either an Abbey Street or Jervis Street, which is an uncomfortable experience. I generally try and avoid O'Connell Street, but I'm here today because I have to get something from Henry Street. But every time I come into town, I don't see any Garda presence.
So I'm on O'Connell Street. I've been here for the last few hours. And in that time, I haven't seen one Garda on foot patrol. I've seen one Garda patrol car driving up the street earlier. But also in the last few hours, I've witnessed shoplifting. I've seen open drug taking. I saw fights. And there's also a lot of aggressive begging. So how do people in Dublin feel about O'Connell Street?
You're fearful because of people walking up and down, you know. Like even with you, when you were coming near me here, I was like, what do you want? Do you know that kind of thing?
Do you feel you're always kind of watching your back on O'Connell Street?
Yeah, because you get all sorts now. And I'm not saying they're all the one kind, but I just, my bus stop is here and I'm quite happy just standing here. If I have to walk anywhere else.
And you say you've been here twice a week, but do you
twice
have to think twice about coming in?
No, I don't have to come in because I meet my sister. But I'd like to stick to where I know.
Do you think it's sad that, I suppose, how they've kind of just left this street?
The tourists that's around. Because there's some areas that you can't go into in town. And when I see some of them, I kind of go, I'd be nearly kind of go, no, don't go down that area.
I never see a proactive presence from the guards here, which is quite shocking, I suppose, from the main thoroughfare. And I think there's two Garda stations within 5 minutes. They just don't seem to care.
Do you ever feel unsafe walking up and down the street?
I would. I wouldn't have before COVID, but I think things have deteriorated a lot. I'd find myself kind of walking briskly home every night if I have to pass through here. There's kind of an air of unease. You'd see kind of gangs walking around completely kind of running the place. Just open drug taking. There doesn't seem to be any effort to actually get rid of that. Drug dealing out in the streets, just in the open, the same on D'Olier Street. And then probably fights as well.
O'Connell Street, how often do times go by where there isn't an incident? A couple of weeks ago, there was a naked guy walking up and down the street. Then you see just around the corner, videos of shop owners getting attacked. Just this week, there was a viral video going around about two guys being racially aggressive to a shopkeeper north in the upper O'Connell Street area. When I go around here, I just see people loitering, people that have nothing else to do.
Well, I haven't been up here for a long time. I'm from Dublin originally. I'm just back for the day. I don't like what I see. It's very tacky. A lot of begging. There's certainly no guards on the street. A lot of the shops closed. And for, you know, supposed to be our premier street, there's nothing here that would draw you here. I don't know what visitors see in this street, to be honest. As a child, you know, up and down, no problem. Totally different. There isn't even cafes where people are sitting out. You know, on that middle front area could be converted into a cafe type thing, but there's none of that.
So as someone from Dublin who moved away and is back again today,
there's
nothing that would attract you back to O'Connell Street?
Most definitely not. No, I'm just up for the day and I'm glad to get out of it.
It's gone back in time. It's gone back to like a Depression era. I know with the deteriorating conditions of the streets, Dublin is a slum now. And there's nothing for people here. There's nothing for tourists. There's nothing for the person to come into the city and enjoy, because it's just turned into a kip.
Is that sad to see?
Absolutely, it's sad to see. Dublin was a once a vibrant city. It was a great city. It can still be a great city.
In the last few weeks, there's been videos of a number of incidents on O'Connell Street.
Stand it! I come back and I shoot you in the head. You and your wife and children.
In one video, two men can be heard racially abusing and threatening the owner of a Chinese restaurant. While in another, a man in a wheelchair is hit with a glass bottle. Gardaí are investigating both incidents in those videos. But Dublin City Councillor Mannix Flynn says as far as he's concerned, there needs to be more Gardaí patrolling our streets on foot to make them safer.
No, it's not safe. I mean, like, you know, we're led to believe it's safe, you know what I mean? But in actual fact, it's not, because, as I say, most people are apprehensive here. Most people don't want to send their children into the city centre. And the vast majority of people in this city at the moment, and you can see the crowds, are tourists, unaware of what the situation is. Now, when Garda Síochána have a myriad of cameras in this particular area, and they tell us that they're monitoring, and they can be here in a short space of time. But the point of the matter is, they're not here at the moment. And the minister, you know, who's just launched a new police station. There's no point in not launching police station. What we need is officers on the streets. We need officers in our community. And we need them on a 24-hour basis. And still we're standing on O'Connell Street and there isn't any sign of a Garda vehicle, a Garda car passing down here. It's not happening.
In a city the size of Dublin, though, is there not always going to be shoplifting, pickpocketing, violence?
There's always going to be crime. Crime is always a situation that's factored in. There's a myriad of reasons, poverty, etc. But there's always a response to that. And there's always a situation whereby the general public can feel a bit of safety and can feel that, you know, they're not going insane when something happens to them
and
they're going to get a response.
And do you think it's got to that point now where the general public on the likes of O'Connell Street don't feel safe?
They absolutely do not feel safe. And the minister talks about, and the Gardaí talk about, the success of Operation Citizen. The point of the matter is there's still antisocial behaviour. There's still some acts of appalling assaults on our streets. We see that by the social media. Only recently we saw a youth smash a bottle over the head of an individual in a wheelchair. That's what we see. What we don't see is the other problem. And what's not reported is the other problem. So we need a real strong response.
Now, any of the guards I've spoken to told me that they always want to see more members. And Superintendent Martin Mooney told me that the reopening of the likes of Fitzgibbon Street Garda Station is a step in the right direction in making the streets of Dublin safer.
More Gardaí. I'm like every other superintendent in the country. If I got them, I would take them. But certainly what we have good resources.
We keep hearing more and more people saying they don't feel safe in the city centre anymore. Is that something that's been relayed to Gardaí then as well?
Certainly I'm hearing that as well too, but like, we try to put out as much high vis as possible. So the community policing here they're sent out there certainly to put on the beat, and that's what I'd like to say. I'm very much like to put that out there, that I like high visibility policing.
And is this very much what the local community wanted?
Oh yes, definitely. If you look at there, they want their guard on the street, not driving around the cars. Yes.
Now, I have been in contact with the Department of Justice regarding people's concerns over a lack of Garda presence on O'Connell Street. A spokesperson told me that the government is determined to tackle antisocial behaviour in Dublin city centre. And they say Garda continue to implement high visibility policing in areas like O'Connell Street. While they also say the planning permission has been lodged for a new Garda station on O'Connell Street, as for an exact opening date, the Department of Justice didn't have one.
Barry White, Newstalk's chief reporter from O'Connell Street there.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Newstalk.